Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you and ourselves under your mighty hand today, tonight, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, I thank you and I praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. I thank you, precious Father, because you are a good God. You're a merciful God. You're a God that loads us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we, before we go any further, want to recognize you in everything we say and do. We want to recognize the fact that we can't do nothing without you here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, I decrease that the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this vessel clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. I'm thankful and grateful for my wife tonight. I thank you, precious Father, for Prophetess Lisa Tebow, for the tremendous blessing that she is as we touch and agree based on the word of God. It says, if any two of us come to agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all for salvation tonight. That the kingdom, hallelujah, let people be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow, and that you get the glory in it and through it. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Jeremiah 32nd chapter, and we'll look at verse 27. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? In Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 23, it says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. When we look at the word of God tonight, we are grateful and thankful that we are able to teach and preach on a local level, and being able to reach on a global level through the use of the internet. We thank God in advance for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be in operation. We thank God for the anointing to be upon the word of God. As the word of God go forth, we thank him for preparing the people's ear to hear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that it may be a word of exhortation, a word of encouragement for their Christian journey. We realize, precious Father, that we can't do nothing without you. So we need God's help to go forth, take authority over the prince of the air, bind up any distraction, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And we thank him because he's worthy to be praised. So just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about with God, all things are possible to them that believe. With God, all things are possible to them that believe. The word of God says here in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the hour for us to put our trust in something or somebody. When you put your trust in the Lord, you can be guaranteed that God will, hallelujah, God is faithful to himself and he's faithful to his word. He will look over his word to perform it. Bible says that his eyes goes to and fro, looking for those hearts of the ones that are loyal towards him, that are committed to the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. Here we also see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So as children of the Most High God, we have to understand that all things are possible for the person who has faith in God. And as Christians, faith in God and in his word. So as Christians, we should be committed to walk by faith and not by sight. Because we know that when we look around in 2022, any situation that we are faced or we may encounter is subject to change. So we are not moved by what we see. We are not moved by impulse, feelings. No, we are moved by what the Word of God said, that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. So child of God, focus your attention on God so that you can see him. Then you will see your impossible situation turn around in your favor. All things are possible for the person who has faith in God and who believe in him. You see, we as believers can accomplish the impossible through Jesus Christ, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. And we as followers of his, he has left us the example for us to follow. The word says, come on to me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me. Take up thy cross and walk. Follow me. Jesus is our example. He is a trailblazer that started Christianity. He is the one that endured all the way to the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Believers, he died on a whole rugged cross, was placed in a borrowed tomb, and after 3 days, he rose with power from on high. All power have been given to him in heaven as well as here on earth. So believers of Christ, we as God's children must be single focused. And our attention must be on God, his plan, and his will for our lives. I'm going to say that again. As believers in Christ, we should be single focused. And our attentions must be on God, God's plan, and God's will for our lives. So let us not veer off of the course that God has already predestined for us to run on. Hallelujah. We must continue on the straight and narrow, the road that leads to eternal life. Don't veer off to the wide and broad, which lead to destruction. Yes, my brothers and sisters, tonight, I want to encourage you on this Tuesday night. Word of God deals with God, with God, all things are possible. When man says it's not possible, it gives God a platform to make the impossible possible. Yes, beloved, God can turn around the most hopeless situations in our lives. You see, as believers in Christ, whatever you have the faith to believe, for God can do it. As a believer in Christ, whatever you have the faith to believe for God to do, he can do it. You see, God can turn your impossible situation around if you would just believe that he's able, ready and willing to work it out. Beloved, God does not look at things like man do, because man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart of a man, a woman, or a girl. Yes, child of God, sometimes the outward appearance of somebody or something can be very deceiving. So we must learn this. Limiting God in your faith limits the possibility of God to move on your behalf. Yes, this is bare to be repeated because it's good news here tonight. When you limit God in your faith, you limit the possibility of God to move on your behalf. So, beloved, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. But we must expand our mindset and the capacity of our heart to receive. Yes, God can turn any situation around. So we must take him at his word and apply his word to our lives on a daily basis on what we are faced and challenged with. Yes, we must believe that the word of God will work for us. We must work the word and let the word work in our lives. So again, I'm reminded here tonight as the word of encouragement to myself as well as other believers in Christ and to all those that are listening in tonight and those that will be listening at a later date. be mindful of this. With God, all things are possible to them that believe. I'm going to say it again. With God, all things are possible to them that believe. Now that's gospel and not gossip. That's good news and not bad news. That's what these words, God's word, is proven. God's word have stand the test of time. With God, all things are possible to them that believe. You see, people of God, we have to be always reminded on the fact that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by what we see or what we hear or what we touch. No, God wants to turn the impossible to the possible through Christ Jesus, the Lord and Savior of our lives. You see, beloved, with God, all things, I say all things, are possible. But we must believe. We must believe and not doubt. We must believe and not fear. God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Yes, people of God, all things are achievable, and all things are attainable with God. God have said in his word that you can't do nothing without me. So child of God, remember that salvation is possible with God because God wants each and every one of us to have a relationship with him and to be saved. But we must have the right mindset. We must have the right heart before God. A heart with the right motive in mind. Yes, people of God, no matter if we are young, old, rich or poor, we all need God in our lives. We need to be 100% committed to him in order to enjoy a blessed life, a life that is possible with God's help. Yes, with God, all things are possible. So just believe it. Stretch out in faith. Be focused on the Lord. Be focused on God's promises. Because in him, all of his promises is yea and amen. Yes, beloved. God promises that whatever we give up for him, he will bless us 100 times more. Remember this, people of God, that what we have in Christ is greater than what we have in the world. You see, the Bible says, in Psalms 46, verse 1 through 4, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in times of trouble. So therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried out into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the stream, whereof shall make glad the city of God, holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, with God, all things are possible to them that believe. Remember, beloved, God is a refuge for all who will trust him. Yes, people of God, we are meant to live for God and not for people and not for things. Bible says here in Matthew 19, verse 26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Yes, beloved, the call to follow Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. It is a call on a man or woman's whole life. Yes, beloved, God is everything, or he's nothing at all. For anyone who becomes a disciple of Christ, there is a command for us to die to our current ways and come to the point in life where we repent of our sin and we turn to the opposite direction in order to go with Christ. Yes, there is nothing beyond the ability of God for us to accomplish. You see, as children of God, God takes what we believe to be impossible, and he turns it around. He does it. He made the impossible become possible. God looks at our lives through his divine perspective, and he sees unlimited possibilities. So, beloved, we are here on planet Earth only by God's appointment. We are in his keeping. We are under his authority and training for his time. God will never meet an intimidating obstacle that he cannot overcome, or an aggressive enemy. God will not be overwhelmed. Yes, with God, family and friends, all things are possible. All things are possible to them that believe. And there is nothing impossible for God, because he is the God of all possibilities. Well, I'll remind it again in Mark 9, verse 23. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You see, Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you should have them. Again, Jesus said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So, beloved, God answers every prayer that is prayed. Oh, yes, he does. We may not like the way that he answers it, but he does answer it. Sometimes the manifestation manifests itself. Sometimes we have to wait for the answer. Here in the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Because with God, all things are possible to them who believe it. Believers in Christ, there is no problem that God cannot solve. People of God, there are some people who make promises that they cannot keep, and they do not intend to keep it. But not God. See, God is not a man that he should lie, or some son of man that he should repent. If God said it, and he promised it, it shall come to pass. If God has promised it, he is faithful to fulfill what he has promised. Again, we serve a God that is a God of possibilities. Believers of Christ, we are all faced in 2022. We're all faced with a series of great opportunities that are disguised as impossible situations. But beloved, Jesus has the power to make the impossible become possible. Yes, whenever you as a child of God step out and trust God to do great things in your life, you can expect the enemy, the devil, he will always try to stop you. He wants for you to give up. But you have to be committed to the fact of knowing that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. See, the word says in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You see, one of Satan's favorite tricks is to bombard your mind with thoughts of negativity. Thoughts like it will never gonna happen for you. There is no way for you to ever get over your past. So if we have to cast down all imagination and everything that exalts itself above the name of Jesus. We have to speak to every situation and bring it under submission to the authority of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So again, my brothers and sisters, tonight we are talking about with God. I say with God, all things are possible to them that believe.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus, Jesus, he loves me. Oh yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
on the wall. His love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Jesus loves me. This I know.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Indeed, he loves us, and he loves us because hallelujah, God is good and worthy to be praised, full of compassion, love, mercy, and grace. Well, we thank God for everyone that is listening in tonight, those that will be listening at a later date. We just thank God for you in advance. We thank the Lord for the anointing of the Spirit of God that is upon the Word of God. We just hope and pray that something that we'll say tonight through the teaching that will bring forth exhortation and encouragement to your life in 2022. Again, tonight we are talking about with God, all things are possible to them that believe. Whatever circumstance and situation that seems to be hopeless in your life at this hour, I stop by to give you a word of encouragement, to let you know that God has not forgotten about you, that God is looking and being very attentive. He may sit high and sit high, but he look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. Maybe people around you families, friends may not understand what you are faced with. But I'll stop by and let you know there's one that understands. There's one that can comfort in hopeless situation. There's one that is standing in the gap, interceding on the right hand of the Father, Jesus Christ. He's interceding for all followers of his. As believers in Christ, he is our set example. We have to read the Word of God on a daily basis. Pray, get out of the secret closet, and have a little talk with Jesus. Pray without ceasing. Pray for all those in authority, those in leadership. Pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord as well as ourselves, because we are living in an hour where prayer is needed. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which is called by my name, will just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal the land. And indeed, the times that we are living in, we all need prayer. That's why it says for us to pray. Luke 18:1, because of the verse says, men ought to pray always and don't faint or lose heart. So again, my brothers and sisters, we are talking about tonight with God. All things are possible to them that believe. Bible says here in Isaiah 43:19, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? It will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Yet God is saying here, it does not matter what your situation looks like or how long it has been that way. God is God. And he can do the impossible in your life. God says, if need be, I can even cause a river to flow in the desert. So believer in Christ, it is time to rise up. Rise up. And let your expectation. Let your expectation spring up and choose to believe that God can make a way for you out of no way. Yes, child of God, it is easy to give up. It is easy to give up hope when things get difficult or it seems like nothing is happening. Child of God, the God of the universe. He desires for you as his child to simply place your hope in him and choose to believe that he can turn things around in your favor. Yes, thank God for his Holy Spirit, who will give us the grace and strength to get up and to move forward. Yes, the Holy Spirit will lead us one step at a time and also into the good life that God has planned for us. But we as believers of Christ, we have a part to play. Our part is for us to take those steps and to never give up. Because with God, all things are possible to them that believe. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are destined to do great things because God has created us for a purpose and he has a plan for our lives that only we can fulfill. Bible says here in the book of Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, believer in Christ, be encouraged here tonight to keep pressing forward, pressing on, and keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting in the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that neither slumber nor sleep. Because when you put your hope and trust in God, you put yourself in the perfect position for a miracle to happen. You see, trusting God in the face of impossibilities, because God is the God of new possibilities, out of barrenness and despair, God can create life and hope because he specializes in the impossible. Yes, beloved, when God wants to do the miraculous, he starts with the impossible. For example, Abraham, God promised him, this old man at the time, he was around 75 years old. The God of all creation, he promised Abraham that he would have so many descendants that they would be like stars in the sky and like the dust on the ground. God also told Abraham, you will have a son. Now, after 24 years had passed, Abraham at this time now is 99 years old. Abraham had no children except the son born through Agar, his wife Sarah's maidservant. Behold, God does what he does in spite of us and not because of us. You see, when we read the scriptures and we see the promise was given to Abraham and was also given to Sarah, his wife at the time. And she laughed about getting pregnant. One word from God can change any situation that you're in. If God said it, he shall bring it to pass. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. If God said it, he shall bring it to pass. So, beloved, God does what he does. Again, he does what he does in spite of us and our shortcomings. He doesn't do it because of us. Yes, child of God, God calls you. Call to you as a believer in Christ will require sometimes acts of obedience that seem strange to us at times. But we have to be mindful of the fact that God knows best. He knows how to get our attention. He knows how to keep us in our lane while we are running this race. He knows how to guide, lead, direct our footsteps. Because the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. People of God, unfortunately, in 2022, millions of people have a religion on suspicion because they place their trust in some outward factor as their hope for heaven. Believers in Christ, remember this, that only Jesus and Jesus alone can take you to heaven. Only Jesus and he alone can take you to heaven. Yes, beloved, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God. With him, that all things are possible to them that believe. Yes, Bible says, again, well reminded, in Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard? So, beloved, no matter what you are facing today, even now in 2022, no matter what situation has plagued your life, be assured of this. There is nothing too hard or too difficult for our God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that can make a way out of no way, the God that is a doctor in a sick room, a lawyer in a courtroom, the God that is able, ready and willing to turn things around in our favor. Yes, he can turn around any hopeless situations that we may find ourselves in. So, child of God, remember the God of the universe. He can use the evil things that Satan have brought against you as a tool. He can use it for deliverance and for your victory. Apostle Paul reminds us here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. Behold, here, again in 2022, take your stand on the word of God, knowing that despite of the trial you may be faced with, God will, and he can turn every situation around for your good. One word from the Lord will turn your situation, regardless of what it is, can turn it around. So, beloved, let us, as God's people, stand in faith. It doesn't mean that life will always be smooth. It doesn't mean that we always would have a bed of roses. But as believers in Christ, we may face challenges from time to time, but always bear this in mind. One word from God will turn any situation around. Bible says here in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift, and every perfect gift is from above. And it cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Beloved, hold on to the faith, to your faith, now more than ever. Child of God, the battle is always fierce and the edge of a breakthrough. Remember, the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. He promised in his word in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every mouth that come against us in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Yes, God can turn around in a hopeless situation. But with God, all things are possible to them that believe. As believers of Christ, we are called to believe God. After experiencing born again experience on a spiritual basis, we are called to overcome while we are here on planet Earth. Yes, believers in Christ, let us go to God with an open heart. And let us expect for a miracle to expect a miracle from him to happen. Yes, beloved, believing the promises of God is more than just quoting the word of God. Believing the promises of God is more than just praying the scriptures. Having faith in God also means cooperating with him. Yes, we're all reminded of what the word of God says in Mark 9:23. Jesus said, if you can believe, things are possible to him who believeth. As a believer in Christ, the seemingly difficult and impossible challenges that we as people face in this physical world are all subject to change through the application of divine principles. Yes, child of God, God expects us. Children of God, God expects us to function by divine principles here since we are born again on a spiritual basis. Yes, people of God, there are no impossibilities with God. You see, God responds to faith and not to tears, because the Bible says that Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So believers in Christ, God always looked forward to seeing his children demonstrate their faith in him. Bible says here in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all things are possible to the person who has faith. Their faith is in God. Again, as believers, we are reminded to walk by faith and not by sight. So when we find ourselves in hopeless situation, let's not lose hope, but let us keep the hope alive, because Jesus Christ can bring hope into any hopeless situation. Bible says here in Isaiah 59 verse 1, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. So believers in Christ, nothing you face will ever be too much for God, for him to turn around completely or to work it out for your good and for his glory. See, God is more than able to provide whatever we may need. And he is as close as a prayer on our lips. Remember, with God, all things are possible to them that believe. We just hope and pray that was something that we said here tonight through the word of God that have brought encouragement and exhortation to your life for this week's journey as a believer in Christ. God bless you. God keep you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you for that teaching today. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can use in your everyday life. If you have, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you and them. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864. Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B-E-A-U-X, E-A-U-X as in X-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great week. And we pray that you'll be with us again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.